Today is Friday, May 24th, 2024. We are coming to the end of the month of May, and you know what that means. It's my birthday. My real birthday is on this next Wednesday, May 29th. So, you know, think about that. I want to start out today by apologizing to all the people who left comments on the Apple Event podcast a couple weeks ago, because last week when I podcasted, I, of course, forgot to check the website to see if there were comments. And I keep trying to remind myself that I've got to do that. So I'm going to start off today by going over the comments that people left on the Apple Event podcast. So it started out with Dave in Texas, and he's always really good at leaving comments. So thank you, Dave. He says, I'm not buying the new iPad Pro, no matter how powerful the chip, until they allow both the same OS as the laptops and apps. You can't harness the power. I have an M2 iPad Pro 12.9 inch, and you can really get work done easily. I primarily use it to stream movies and other media while traveling. I have an M2 MacBook Pro with 96 gigabytes of RAM, 8 terabytes of storage, and the M1 Max Pro chip. I think he means M2, because he says, I have an M2 MacBook Pro with all that. That was an absolutely outrageously expensive laptop, I can tell you that right now. 8 terabytes of storage is like $2,000 on Apple. Their storage is so outrageously expensive. Anyway, he continues on and says, the M4 iPad Pro is over $2,000 for the specs that I want. That isn't worth it to stream movies. I also have the M2 MacBook Air that I can use for the same thing. Not seeing any reason to buy it. And I replied, I agree with you on all those points. Glad you didn't buy it. That M2 MacBook Pro must have cost a pretty penny with 8 terabytes of storage, as I just said. Yikes. I want that much, but I can't afford it. And that's the thing. When I get these new computers and stuff, I have to, as much as I can afford it, get the storage I want. Like when I bought the M2 Mac Mini with the M2 Pro chip, I got 4 terabytes of storage because I'm using it for my, I know it's overkill for my Plex Media server, but it's working beautifully, better than the Synology NAS that I have. But anyway, so the next day, I guess it is. Where is it? Oh, I don't know when he left this one. But anyway, he says, damn. Oh, and this is Dave in Texas again. He says, damn, I just bought a $2,300 13-inch iPad Pro and the keyboard. I'm kicking myself. Too many YouTubers are raving about it. He's right about that, because I saw so many videos about this new iPad Pro with the M4 chip, but it's still not enough to make me want to buy one. So I didn't. So, and I said, my reply to him is, I should have kept reading. You did buy one. You are crazy. But then again, you'll enjoy it. I have seen many of those videos on YouTube, but they haven't hooked me. And that's true. Like I just said. So Dave in Texas, you must be rich, because that is expensive for an iPad. Actually, that's more than I paid for this M2 Pro Mac Mini. Yeah, I think it was. Anyway, moving on. So anyway, Dave in Texas, thank you so much for those comments. You know, I really appreciate it. Thursday, May 9th, Fairy Princess Holly replied, and she says, hi, Archer. I was hoping they would release information on the Apple Watch X. Alas, no such luck. Good to hear you. And I replied, Holly, I didn't know you were still listening. And I really didn't. So I love that. And I said, nope, no word on the Apple Watch X. Probably not until the fall at this point. Hang in there. Thanks for the comment. So Fairy Princess Holly and Dave in Texas, thank you so much for all those comments. I really appreciate it. Now on Twitter, I was thinking I would check to see what's on Twitter just in case. Most of it's about is it Harley who said he was not going to buy the, Casey in Denver. I might have to get the 1 terabyte Pro so it can come with the nano textured glass. That's true. You can only get that on certain ones.
Downtown.
He says, I can't believe, he had another comment on Twitter. He says, I can't believe that you are not getting the iPad. I always get the new one and sell Harley my previous one. We have quite a good deal going on. I use the iPad for everything. My phone is too small for these old eyes. I agree with that, but it's still not enough for me to get the iPad or the iPad Pro. So thanks for the comments, Casey. And Scotty, let's see. I don't understand that one. He says, I hope they took the string. Oh, that was a different comment. Then I also ask about... on Twitter, I ask about Lotsil coming back because I saw Toppy Smelly post about it. And then I was like, oh my God. And then I heard on Big Fatty's, because by the way, I am now all caught up on Big Fatty's podcast. I'm hearing it every day on time now. But I was going to say that on his podcast a couple weeks ago, he was mentioning that he had the correct address for subscribing to Lotsil, and I tried putting that in there, but it just didn't work. So what's this? I don't know which one it was, but it's the Enormous Podcast actually gave me the feed, and I was able to subscribe to Lotsil. Have I listened to it yet? No, I have not. But thank you very much for the link to the RSS feed for Lotsil Enormous Podcast. I appreciate that. Now, I think that's pretty much it. I got all the rest of this goes on in Twitter about Kathy Bacon starting her own podcast. You know, she's been teasing us with like pictures of the mixer that she has and the microphone. And then she even recorded a little bit of audio and played a little thing on Twitter. And I was just like, oh my gosh, she's just teasing us. She's such a tease. And, you know, and the gays would say she's a cock tease, but sorry. But anyway, I am really excited about her podcast. I will probably, whenever it does come out, I will stop all my other listening and listen to her podcast because I just can't wait. This whole thing on Twitter that was going back and forth was about the name of her podcast. And, you know, lots of people suggested all kinds of names, like Casey in Denver had a whole bunch of names for her, but I actually like someone, I don't remember who it was, or maybe it was Kathy Bacon herself. Somebody recommended calling it Woodhaven, which I think is perfect. I hope she goes with Woodhaven because that would be perfect. In any case, Kathy Bacon, whenever you put that podcast out, you better make sure you advertise it so that we can all listen to it. I just can't wait. I'm so excited. All right, so that's all the feedback and stuff. Now let me talk about stuff that we've been doing lately. So I know Big Fatty does too, but we watched the CBS Sunday Morning Show with Jane Pauley, and I don't know if it was a couple weeks ago or a month ago or so, but they had a segment about Bob Schieffer, who used to be a newsman, and he was, you know, big news guy on CBS and everything. Well, he's since retired, and they had a segment about him telling how he became a painter during COVID, and he painted a lot of pictures, paintings about news items that were happening in the news and his reaction to them and so forth, and then paintings of people and stuff. And they said on that show, it's at the American University Museum. Well, guess what is just like 3 blocks up the street from us? The American University Museum. So last Friday, a week ago today, I think it was, yeah. Was it a week ago? Yeah, I guess it was a week ago today. My husband and I walked up to the American University and walked over to the museum. And we actually got to see the exhibit of Bob Schieffer's paintings. And I thought it was just so cool that something that I actually saw on TV I could actually see, you know, actually go to it and see it right in my own neighborhood. I just think that's so cool. Now, in terms of his painting abilities, they are, I would say, just slightly above amateurish, because the paintings were not sophisticated. They were not, they're mostly realistic, but they were just basically his interpretation of news events and how he felt about them. And you can kind of see that in the paintings, especially with words that he's written, painted in the paintings and so forth. But the paintings themselves are very amateurish. But as I tried to explain to my husband, because we were talking about this afterwards, because he was like, well, that wasn't, you know, the paintings themselves were not like the spectacular paintings that you would see in a museum and stuff. But they were. I mean, they were paintings in a museum. And what I tried to explain to my husband was that I really didn't go there to see the technique of his painting or the colors of his paintings or whatever. It was really just to see the exhibit as a whole. And I thought the ones, like he painted some Supreme Court justice people. He had a painting of John McCain. I thought those paintings were actually pretty good, but I guess other people, I've read other things and people don't think he deserved to have a show, but I thought it was just fine. And it was curated by Michael Beschloss, who is a very famous historian. So I thought that was cool too. So I actually enjoyed going to see it. And it was just, again, really cool to see something, you know, live in person that I saw on a TV show, and that it was just, and it's so close to our house. I mean, it's just like, you know, right up the street. And I think that's pretty amazing. So, so I enjoyed that. So we did that on Friday. Now I actually have to pull up my calendar because now I can't remember what we did last weekend. Besides that, it was pretty empty. I don't have anything on the weekend. Oh, well, didn't do anything then, but, in terms of my walks, let's talk about the walks for just a minute, because, you know, I've been trying to walk a lot more, and I'm walking very early in the morning. For those of you who, you know, get my walk notifications on your watch, will know that I'm walking, like today, I started at 5:45 a.m. and went on my walk, and I did I have to look at my watch now. What was my exercise length today? 3.73 miles. I think that's the most I've done in a couple of months. But at that time in the morning, when I leave the house, like 5:40, there is nobody outside. There is nobody out. It's still just becoming, you know, dawn is just happening. It's just starting to be light. And, There are a lot of animals out at this time of the day, that time of the morning, I should say. Like yesterday, I saw 3 rabbits in 3 different locations running around, chewing on the grass and stuff, just living their best lives. I saw multiple chipmunks. The chipmunks, there must not be any hawks around eating these chipmunks, because they must be breeding like rabbits. Because they're all over the place. They're running around. Like I saw this one who was eating something in between the cracks of the sidewalk. And when I got up to where he was, of course he ran away, but I could see what he was eating. And there was, like, you know how sometimes ants will dig a hole or start to live or something in the crack of the sidewalk. Well, anyway, there were all these ants around, and he was just sitting there eating the ants. And I'm like, oh, that's a good little snack for him. So that was cool. So I'm seeing lots of wildlife when I get up that early in the morning. Rabbits, chipmunks, all kinds of birds. Oh my gosh, so many birds are out that time in the morning. And then very few people. Now, my walks have been lasting like an hour and 15 minutes. And by the end of that, so let's say it's around 7 a.m., 5:55 or something like that, when I am walking back home, but then there's a lot of people out. Then there's the dog walkers. They're the people who are driving their cars down the roads, going to work, whatever, you know. So it's actually a pretty busy time at 7 a.m. But I really have been enjoying my walks. I've been trying to walk a little bit more each time. You know, just again, I'm not purposely trying to lose weight, but I know that walking is really healthy for my heart because, you know, I had a heart attack 5 years ago and I'm at that 5 year mark just about. And I just want to make sure that my heart will stay around, stay good for, you know, a couple more years. Let's just say that. Anyway, so, and while I'm on my walks, as well as seeing all the animals, I'm listening to podcasts. And that's how I was able to catch up on Big Fatty's show, because I was listening to like three or four a day. And as I said, I'm caught up in yesterday, on Thursday's show. He had me on his opening, which was really cool. I love being on his opening, as you know. But now that I've caught up with Big Fatty, I start the day by listening to his show first. And then I go back to the old ones. So I guess I caught up like on Monday or Tuesday this week. And then I started listening to all of Adam's The Geeky Gay podcast, because I was really far behind on that one. I think I even told you I was all the way back to November. So I started listening to his, and his are like, you know, 10, 12, 13 minutes long. And I listen on 1.5 speed. So after I listen to Big Fatty, I can listen to like six of Adam's shows per day for the rest of my walks. And now today, because I walked a little farther, I listened to eight of Adam's shows. So this week, listening to all these different numbers of The Geeky Gay, today I am up to February, I think I'm up to February something, or like early February, maybe it is, if I look to see. February 2nd. Yeah. So today I listened to, the last one I listened to was February 2nd. So, I'm catching up fast on his, and then I can get to all the other ones, you know, like the, Little Fatty Cast and so forth. So anyway, did all that, and I'm catching up on the podcast, but very slowly. And what, there was something, oh, I was going to say, there was something that Adam mentioned. Now I can't think of what it is, so forget it. So let's see. This week, Wednesday night was our date night dinner, and we went into Georgetown and went to Martin's Tavern, which is a really old restaurant. It's, I think it opened in 1933, and I'm sure I've talked about it before. They have all these really old booths, and famous people sat in those booths. Like, they have a booth that where, because at Martin's Tavern, John F. Kennedy, the president, proposed to Jacqueline in that booth, and they have a little plaque in there that says, here's where John F. Kennedy proposed to Jacqueline Bouvier, you know, that kind of thing. And then they have one where Winston Churchill sat and ate dinner or something, and like several, and then there's like some Supreme Court people and some regular politicians and stuff. So they had all those. But we sat outside, so we didn't get to see those this time. And it was hot. It was like 80 degrees outside. But I did it, and I had fish and chips, and my husband had, what did he have? I don't even remember now. I don't remember. And that was just 2 days ago. I don't remember. Anyway, and then, so that was a really nice evening. And then last night, we went out to dinner again. And usually, you know, we try not to go out to dinner twice in a week because it's expensive. But we met some, I'm sure I told you this before, we joined a meetup group to meet other gay men our age to make friends and do things with. Well, we met two of the guys from that group out to dinner last night. We've been out to dinner with them before, but we hadn't been together for like a month and a half. So we made plans to go out to dinner with them. And we went to a little tiny Italian restaurant in DuPont Circle, which is, you know, years and years and years ago, DuPont Circle was the gay place to be in DC, but now it's more gentrified and all these young people and straight people and all. So it's really not as gay anymore. But anyway, that doesn't really matter. But so we met them at this little tiny Italian restaurant. It was like in the basement of a row house. Not really a row house. It should be more like a townhouse. But the food was very average, but we had such a good time hanging out, chatting, catching up and laughing and stuff. So that was fun. And now this coming weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and we only have one thing we're going to do this weekend. We're going to, again, the group that we joined to meet older gay men our age and, you know, make friends and stuff. One of the guys is having a party at his house on Sunday. And it's like a potluck thing. So my husband's going to bring chicken salad. I'm just bringing chips. But there's going to be about 30 people there. But they're not all in this group. So it's going to be like a mix of people. So maybe we'll get to meet some new people. That'll be fun. And it gives us something to do on Memorial Day weekend. Because we're not traveling. That's for sure. So that should be fun. I'm looking forward to that. That's on Sunday evening. The only thing is this guy's house. He lives way the fuck out in Maryland. Like, it's like an hour and 10-minute drive from our house to get to his place. I'm like, oh, geez. But, you know, we're going, so it'll be fun. It'll be worth it. And then my birthday is on Wednesday. I probably will not podcast before my birthday, so that's on Wednesday. We are not doing anything special for my 60th birthday. My husband, when he turned 60, we had a very quiet, just the two of us kind of, I think we went out to dinner and no presents. We're just having a nice, quiet birthday, nothing special. Because 60, this will be the, I guess really only the second milestone birthday that we have been together, because we were already 40 when we met and then we both turned 50 and now we're both turning 60. So, well, he already turned 60. I'm turning 60 on Wednesday, as I just said. So that's what we'll be doing. Actually, our plans are just to go out to dinner to one of my favorite restaurants, to Amy's, the pizza place. That'll be fun. And then just, you know, have a nice, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. It's going to be a very nice dinner, but during the day, I made a doctor's appointment to go have a physical, you know, have a health assessment. Because I'm turning 60 and I want, you know, to make sure everything is working properly. And, you know, he's going to be mad at how fat I am. And I said, oh, but whatever. All right. Well, that's actually all that we have going on. Yes, we've continued to watch a lot of stuff on TV. We're almost finished with the second season of The Bear on Hulu. And I think I mentioned that last week. I rewatched the second season of Heartstopper. I finished that, I should say. No special movies this week, so maybe next time I podcast, I'll tell you about that. All right, so that is all I have for today, boys and girls. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks again to Dave in Texas and Fairy Princess Holly for the comments on the website. I appreciate that, and of course, all the comments on Twitter. I appreciate that, too. So, until next time, bye.